Okay, so today we're going to do Pinyonim. We'll see about Taruvas Chometz, about Schnapps on Pesach, etc. So the first we have a Mishnah with the third parak of Pesachim, the first Mishnah. Eilu Omrim BePesach. So this is a very interesting. Now, we'll have to see. If you don't look at any Rishonim, Ovrim means you violate an Isser, right? If you have these, what, Kutach HaBavli, Shechar HaMadi, beer, different types of chometz, vinegar, etc. So all these things, we'll see, are called Taruvas Chometz. What does Taruvas Chometz mean? It means that you have something that is mixed in to something that's not chometz, right? In other words, like if you would have ketchup, right? So, so ketchup has tomatoes. That's not chametz. But if you would have vinegar, if the vinegar would be chametz stick, it's not always chametz stick. Like Rav Abadi in his list says, Mikra din Heinz ketchup is kasher l'Pesach. People don't use it because it has like corn syrup, so. Has kidneys in it.
Is the same problem with soda?
Yeah. Well, even though Rav Abadi holds Mikra did, it's okay because really kidneys is, as Rav Abadi points out, is bottle barof. So, but nice people don't want to.
Well, because kidneys is bottle barof because what? There's so little kidneys and since kidneys.
No. The halach of kidneys is was said if you eat kidneys, the kidneys itself, if you eat the beans themselves. But if you have. You put it in a mixture, and most of the mixture is not kidneys, so you don't need even. You might not even need shishim.
The whole kidneys is a minig.
It's a minig.
It's part of it. And the minig is to be machmer on it. So how's it chayach to say that the bottle barov?
No, because
the minig is not to be, and the whole thing is only part. Is only the minig.
Right, but the minig is maybe to just eat it bad.
Why does Spartan eat kidneys? What is the macaulay between Ashkenazi and Sfarad? Like,
because kidneys were things that people would make bread out of dough. They would make dough, so you'd come to make a mistake between that and real wheat.
The takana from the generation of the Mordechai.
Yeah, it's a minhag.
From the generation.
You know, there's a big. I'm from the opinion. You know, recently the OU gave. Heksher and quinoa for Pesach.
So, what?
Quinoa.
What's quinoa?
Quinoa is, quinoa.
Comparatively new grain.
Yeah.
South America.
Yeah.
It's gluten-free.
Yeah, so it's very... I think it is kidneys.
I mean, the trial is whether it's kidneys or not kidneys?
Right.
Now, what is the definition of kidneys?
Kidneys is the thing, you know, the chayodam. This is the chayodim of the century. So if you follow this chayodim, you'd be gehakt at tzaras. But the chayodim holds that anything from potatoes is kidneys.
Yeah,
that's the chayodim.
Bulbous. What is
kidneys? Kidneys are things that are put in a silo and are made. You ground them up and make flour from them and make cake and cookies from, etc. So there's a big possibility that you can mix them up with real grains. They're not from the Chameshus Minei Dogon, so they're not. It's not going to become chometz. It's not from the Chameshus Minei Dogon, but.
And Sfarim just never had a minute.
Right, Sfarim never had a minute.
And similar minute, they're Baidik. Are you? You're talking about.
Yeah. Yes.
And his whole family around one grain of rice at a time. Five people check every grain of rice.
Yeah.
Start a month.
What do they do? They check. What do they start?
A sack of rice. The whole family stands around the table with a white tablecloth, and they take out one grain of rice from a sack, and he looks at it, makes sure
every
it's right.
Every Friday home?
Yeah, personal.
Every personal?
Yeah. They live right near Rabbi Dashno, right? Closer to me, but... Rav Ashlan's son is his brother-in-law. So, so So Taruvas Chametz means it's mainly not Chametz, but there's Chametz mixed in, which is Batel, but not necessarily Batel B'Shishim, but it could be at least Batel B'Rov, etc. So what's the din? So it's still Chametz, you can't, because it's Taruvas, so it's not Batel. Right? We're not talking about kidneys, that maybe it's Batel B'Rov. So there's a fascinating machlokas between Rashi and the Rabbeinu Tam about this. Rashi says, "Ein over alem b'bal yirobo nimotze." That over means that you violate bal yirobo nimotze, means you can't own it on Pesach. So even though it's not chametz be'en, you still can't own it. And therefore those who sell chametz would have to sell this thing. But that's Rashi's shita. But Tosis says, Tosis Bezeris, look at the last three lines of Tosis. Nirlan made a tam de ilo over perisha ochlin overim, the overim hainu me ala shulchan. He says, no, overim doesn't mean you can keep it. You're allowed to own Taruvas Chametz. But overim means you got to take it off the table. It means you can't eat it on Pesach. So it's a fascinating machlokas, whether Taruvas Chametz is only Osir Bachila, or there's a din of Bal Yira as well.
How does it fit Lafi, according to Tosfos, that holds that their whole, he argues on Rashi and says that the reason why this whole thing of not having chametz around the Shem of Gulas Goyachim, maybe you're going to find something and you're going to be tempted and eat it. Taruvas chametz is only like trails of it. How are you going to have, how is that Shem of Gulas Goyachim? It's not like a donut where you see it, you're like, oh my gosh, I want to eat it. This is like mixed thing, you can't even see it, it's bottle anyways, it's not really part of it, like. How does that fit according to what
Tosfos? No, the Gemara says, and you're gonna. In other words, why isn't Bittel? The Gemara wants to know how come Bittel Chametz is not sufficient. Right? Why do you have to get rid of the Chametz also? So we're afraid that maybe you're gonna see a nice piece of cake, and then you're gonna say, you know, I said Bittel, but I'm tempted. So maybe you'll, like the Bartanur says, you'll unbittel your Bittel. Okay, so we're machmir. We don't have Taruvas Chametz. You see, when people talk about different like things that you have, a toothpaste, that's not Taruvas Chametz. That might be Heter Gomer. And they said Taruvas Chametz is this real chametz in the mixture. That's Roy Lachila. That's Roy Lachila. But it's just mixed in with something else.
Is the minhag of kinyas extended by the body also?
No.
Yeah. You're allowed to own it.
You're allowed to own it. I don't throw away kinyas.
Are you mechuyev to sell it?
You're not mechuyev to sell it. You can't eat it.
You just can't eat it. Like rice, you're not mechuyev to sell.
Right. Anything that's kinyas is only the minhag not to eat kinyas. But you could keep kinyas and. Oh, so this is the so we're machmer. We don't keep around even Taruvas Chametz. Now, the Gemara in Pesachim on page 2 here on Chaf Aleph of the Beis says the following. Mutter Bahana, Pshita, Hotzricha Shachorcho, Kodem Zmanu. Whereas, what if you take Chametz and you singe it? You burn it, you singe it before the Zman of the Isser Chametz is. And now comes the Zman. So the halacha is, Chorcho Kodem Zmanu, Mutter Bahana, Filacher Zmanu. That since you made it Einu Roi Lachila before the Zman Isser came, so anything that became Roi Lachila before the Zman Isser comes, the Isser Chametz is not Chal on it. Because it was already Nifsal beforehand. So that's why I say you have soap, shampoo. Say some of them could have been made of wheat or whatever. But it's Nifsal beforehand.
It's
not Roy Lachila beforehand. So then, you could use it on Pesach. But like if
laundry detergent and all that stuff.
Right. But if it was Nifsal on Pesach, after this man the Isser came, then it still remains Usser.
So you can't go. You can't go to the store and buy, let's say, Tide in the store on Yontif. You can't go to Stop and Shop and.
No. If the Tide was already made before Pesach, if somebody wants to manufacture on Pesach, he's going to take wheat and he's going to make this concoction on Pesach itself. So then it's going to remain Osir B'Hanoch.
You don't know though when they did it though. You walk into Tide. You walk into Chol HaMoed 3-4 days in. You don't know when they manufactured it.
Well, first it has to be something that Taka has chametz in it, but.
Someone said that they someone once claimed for that they had something in it. Yeah. Kidneys or something.
People
eat
these balls of Tide now.
Oh yes, I'm just saying. The Tide Pod Challenge. It's a new crazy world. The Tide Pod Challenge.
Yeah.
If people just swallow full belly things.
Uh-huh.
If somebody eats something that sniffs something, I think let's kill it.
Oh, so that was
the answer is it's not called a chima though.
Oh, so let's look in the Rush. From page 3. So the question is, how come the Gemara said Chorcha Kol Muzmano Mutar B'Hanoa Ahazmano? How come it doesn't say Mutar B'Achila even? So says the Rashi, Mutar B'Hanoa Sapshitul Tzichesh Chorcha Kol Muzmano K'Rava D'Amarava Chorcha Kol Muzmano Mutar B'Hanoa Ahazmano. G'on D'Shenitzel Me'lechel Akelev Dubi D'Pasha Ifsha. Yeishol Tzimbol B'Lav Davka Hanoa Du Adin Ami Achila. It's Lav Davka Hanoa, even Achila is Mutar. Because if it's nipsal, the lo mustaber, the apple bold of datul dat ha ochel etul kolodom, become mokum kaven the iu ka ochelay osa. So the Rosh has this big chiddush that if something is nipsal before Pesach, so then you could use it on Pesach. That's only hanah, but you can't eat it on. So if something was nipsal on Pesach, even before Pesach, so it's mutar b'hanoa, but achila not. Achila not. Why? So this is called, even though the Rosh never uses this term, but the Poskim use the term called achshavei. That, in other words, you'll machshav it. So even though it's nifsal, but you'll machshav it. So since you'll machshav it, there's an isser, Poskim assume, and this is the Rabban.
What would that be like? What would be a case of achshavei like?
So this is the big shaila. I mean, the Trumas Hadeshin talks about, you know, where they used to make ink out of chametz and used to, you know, to lick the pen and.
Like soda, for example, Microforce and some of the types of soda they put in. And not talking about Coke or Pepsi, some of the, like, the interesting soda that they put in. Surge, when they were still around, they used to say it was made out of chametz. Now, am I machshav of the Microforce? It's not a major ingredient. It's not like it's a green that makes the soda.
Oh, so
it just makes it
look good. Yeah, so one second.
What, Microforce?
Microforce
is a soda. Microforce, Surge is a soda that used to be around. They made it illegal.
It's a soda. The soda means
but
it's food.
The ingredient Microforce, which
okay,
is the main.
It doesn't matter. The point is that it's remaining a food. It's still a food. When we're talking about Bittl is where you put it into.
No. It's,
like
well, it blends in.
Doesn't matter.
Well, so listen. So Rav Moshe wrote a tshuva. And many posts can assume, like him as well, that if you eat it only b'torah swat refuah, that's not achshavei.
Mm-hmm. What does that mean? Only meaning a medicine?
Yeah, so there was a medicine, even if it was a chometz, but it was nifsal. Now you're not eating it to give it chashivas achila. You're giving it to what? To give it for medicinal purposes. So then there's no achshavei there. That's what Ramosha Sheet. The Shagas Aryeh says differently, but many posts can assume like Ramosha.
You mean you don't need to have on any medicine?
So according to that, according to many people, you wouldn't need.
The beginning of Ramosha was true with the time release capsules. He timed it at that time. I think he wrote the Chuba just before they came out. So people were being machmir to take out the capsule and spill it out like into a piece of tissue or something and take it that way.
Right, because of the ingredients, because the
capsule itself is made
out. It's made of gel.
Made out
gel
of
gel.
And therefore, caps. And what's wrong with that?
And gelatin was made from non-kosher animals.
But if the time release,
right,
the amount that the time that it takes to dissolve, I guess, to dissolve the capsule plays a role in the dosage. Uh-huh.
And therefore it's bottle, and
so therefore created a problem, whatever.
So the Maisa, there's a discussion, according to Rav Moshe, what about, is there a difference between medicine and vitamins? So I once heard Rav Belsky say, and they have these, with Chol Moed, Pesach, Sukkot, they have asked the rabbi, Dal Kalkir Shulchan Aruch. So Rav Belsky is one of the people who used to speak at these things. So he said at this thing, that I think he said he heard from Rav Moshe, that medicine, you don't say achshavei, but vitamin is a food supplement. Why are you eating vitamin? Because you didn't get enough of that vitamin in your own food. So maybe if a vitamin, you have to be more machmer. Rav David Feinstein said to me, he didn't see the chiluk. Rav Abadi told me once he didn't also. But there are people that subscribe to what Rav Belsky said, b'shem Rav Moshe, and there'll be more makel on medicine than they will on vitamins.
On vitamins than on medicine.
More makel on medicine.
More makel on medicine
than they are on
vitamins. Because vitamins, maybe that is considered a shame of Auschwitz. Okay. Now. Okay, so that's... So now there's another concept in halacha, which we'll see in a second. And that is the following. There's a different context this halacha is used. Look at page 5. Okay. This is the question. We know, say, there's a din of orla. Right? So you can't eat the fruit of the first 3 years of the tree. But what if you squeeze it and you eat and you drink the orange juice from the fruit? So do you get malchus for that? As if I eat the orange, so that's orla, I get malchus for that. What if I just drink the orange juice? So the Gemara says, the orange juice, second arrow on page 5, halacha mishum de zeya ba'almo. He says, that's zeya ba'almo. So therefore, we assume that only on zeisim v'anovim, but not on the oil and the wine, that's like the fruit itself. But there are other things, other peiros that are not zeisim v'anovim. So anything that comes out is zeya ba'alma. And therefore, you wouldn't be chayef.
Even as long as that, where Chazanish has that true about
Alma. Yeah. So the Chazanish held that if you're making the orange, the purpose, because what's the idea that the other fruits were not usually squeezed, but say you're making orange juice, you're planting it, especially you have special oranges that are juice oranges, so then.
Okay.
So, yeah, so the Chazanish, that make your din, you make ha'etz on the orange juice. Yeah, Ramabadi's very into that, making ha'etz on orange juice.
And the rationale is...
Orange juice,
yeah. He's into making ha'etz on orange juice and making ha'etz on chocolate. Because they're both... and others have discussed it also, the different shitas about this... So Zeba Alma. So Zeba Alma is, we say this context of Zeba Alma is the juice of the fruit. Now, there's another concept of Zeba Alma that it might be a similar concept, might be a different concept, as we'll see in the Tshuvas HaRosh on page 7. And this is the whole discussion about ovens, b'zman hazeh. Do you have to have milkic, fleishig ovens or not? So the Rosh was machadish, based on the Mishnah Machshirin. What does the Mishnah say, Machshirin, in the fourth line here? we know that for an ochel, like a fruit, to be kabel tumma, it had to have bichushel kabel tumma. One of the dal mashkim had to come on at l'rotzel. So after it was detached from the ground. So if the apple never had rain or water on it, so that even if a sheretz touches the apple, it's not going to be kabel tumma because it wasn't hukshal kabel tumma. So the Mishnah says in Machshirin, what if you have a bathhouse and you have a schwitz and the steam comes on the fruit, but you never put it in water, but the steam. So the Rosh says that steam is like the thing itself, and therefore you becomes hukshal kabel tumma. So the Rosh wants to extend this to basa b'chalav. That if I would have, like the example that's in Shulchan Aruch, you say you have a piece of salami that's hanging from the ceiling, and then underneath I have a pot of milk that's boiling, and the steam is going up, and it hits the salami, means it's still yatzol lettuce bow when it gets to the salami, so now it's basa b'chalav. What? Zeya, yeah. So from the Zeya, and that's how it's brought in Shulchan Aruch. So that's why some people are machmir not to use the oven for fleishig and milchik, or they do a cycle or something like that because of this. Rav Moshe was machmir on Zeya and ovens. That was a big chumra from Rav Moshe.
He's machmir on what?
On Zeya and the ovens. Like if you had the you know, especially by liquid, you know. Rav Abadi thought not that way. Rav Ben Zion Rosner has a very good tshuva on this. He says he doesn't think Zayas applies to our ovens today. Rav Abadi says that also. Why? Because he says the ovens are so hot that the steam burns up in the oven. That's also in the Rosh. Remember the third last from the last line of page 7. Kedei Rosach. That's why Ravadi said to me once, how do you know, what's the litmus test? He says, if afterwards you see condensation, then you know on the top, and you know there was Zeya there. But if you don't see any condensation, you knew that it burnt up, and there was no Zeya. So he's Ravadi's Mekel, Rav Ben Zion Vazder also, on Zeya, and Rav Gifter also, on Zeya in ovens. But when there is Zeya, so that's the Truvas Harash, and the only question is, do we apply it to the modern day oven or not? That's a question.
It's a makel. They're makel to cook all mamash, to cook milk and some pleasure at the same time, to not be pleasure with Zeya, or they mean just in the same oven at a later date?
Yeah, so Rav Abadi told me once, he made his own chumrah, that he's afraid that if you put it in at the same time, people are going to put one on top of the other, and then they're going to hit, the Zeya will come in before it gets, you know, before it gets burnt up. Mm-hmm. But he says, if as long as you put it, the milchik and then the fleishik, or vice versa, then he thinks, l'chatchila, you could use
it. Is it applicable on a microwave as well, or just on an oven?
No, so microwave, Rav Ben Zion Vosner says, not that way, because it doesn't get as hot, and then that could be a different issue, I think. Oh. The Mishkas Yaakov.
So why do you have to kosher out an oven out for Pesach if everything is burnt up in the oven anyway?
Rav Abadi holds Rigor Adin, if you really don't. But Lamaisa, it's like a phrase, Rabbi Willi once used this phrase. You know, certain things are kula, she'enat sibo yichol ma'amon ba. In other words, certain things, you know, you can't tell people because they won't be able to deal with it. So you got to tell them to do something. You know, or else. So some people, the most machmir of the people, hold that, no, you need a blowtorch, and you have to, because there is Zeya, they hold their choshesh for Zeya, and their choshesh that you can't, self-cleaning is not going to help, because the heat source has to be in the thing, not on the other side. So therefore, they're the blowtorch people. Like a friend of mine who's a big Talmud of Yecheskel Roth, told me that his Rebbe holds, yeah, you need a blowtorch. Even self-cleaning is not good. Okay, blowtorches, you know, you see the people with the casts when they come to Shul on Pesach, those are the ones that use the blowtorches. You should know one other nekuda, and that is that the pashtus is b'zman hazeh, even if you hold that ovens have zeya, right? You wouldn't necessarily need to do liban. Because you see, the ovens that you needed to do liban are like the pizza ovens, where you put the dough on the surface itself. So there's a direct blia without any rotif. So then, you want to kash it off a Pesach, you need a real liban. But our ovens today, we put the food
in a pan.
And so even if you want to say the zeya, so zeya should only require hagalah, it shouldn't require liban.
How long does the zeya last, sit around for? If, let's say, even if you go to the zeya, how long does it last? So let's say you don't use oven for 2 days. Does zeya still sitting around there? Even let's say you say that there is zeya.
Well, it's a nosin tamal of gam, you know, it's after a day, anything. Everything after a day, you know, is, then the shayla is whether you still have to cash it. Oh, okay. So, but the Mishkanes Yaakov has a tshuva on page 13 where he... Mishkanes Yaakov was a Talmud of Rav Chaim Volozhiner, who was a Talmud of the Gra. But just to quote from my dear friend Rabbi Josh Hoffman, Alav Shalom, he always would marvel that that the Gra, you know, held no tefillin no kol hamoed, and Rav Chaim Volozhiner was Talmud of the Gra. Mishkanes Yaakov was the Talmud of Rav Chaim Volozhiner. The Mishkanes Yaakov writes a tshuva why you should put on the tefillin on. Interesting. So basically, the Mishkanes Yaakov has a tshuva here to say that he thinks not like the Rosh. He thinks Zeya is mutter. He says it's like Chorchel. It's changed. It's a different form. He thinks that Zeya is mutter. So he's against the Shulchan Aruch. I mean, okay, he's the Mishkanes Yaakov. So he's against the Shulchan Aruch, and he holds you don't have to worry about Zeya because Zeya is like it's like burnt up, it's a steam, but it's not the be'en, it's not the tam, it's Zeya, and just like when the Gemara says Zeya ba'alma in the other context of the fruit, so he says over here also that Zeya is not the only context that we have in Shas is legabe hechshel kabel tuma. But there, lemaisiv is condensation, so then it's a mashka. But who says that the zeya of meat has a din of meat, or the zeya of milk has a din of milk? Maybe, so he denies the whole, he doesn't give it, so he would say even in the salami case that I gave you before, it would be mutter. Oh, now we come to it. Exactly. So he writes a thing here.
What page number?
Okay. On the next page, on page 14. On 14, he says, a third line. Piyad v'rim ha'ele, and therefore he says, based on the reverse, the only time you have to be machmir and zeya is when it's an isser hanah. Because we learned by an isser hanah, even if you burn it, once the isser hanah set in, charcho achar's mano is still usher. It's only charcho kodum's mano is mutter. So, but if it's not in this hanah, you're fine. So then he says, "Val pi adverim ha'ela yesh mokum gadol v'yadayim ochichos ladas ksas me'achronim shekilu bekam adverim le'inyan zeya hayotze la'or kagon yayin sarif hanasa be'isr chadash al kemach mudla v'chashvul v'zeya ba'alma." In other words, that they were makel on schnapps for chadash for yashan because it's also just zeya ba'alma. At least it shouldn't be an Issa Daraisa. I'll call upon him to hold me the Issa Daraisa. And that is the Mishkanos Yaakov's. So that's a tremendous cooler. You know, the Mishkanos Yaakov was known also for his chumras, you know. The big chumra was he held no Erevin in any city.
What does that mean in Erevin? What does that mean? How's it?
Meaning any place that there's a public thoroughfare. Even if it's not the Zayin Amon, the Mishkanos Yaakov said you can't put an air.
What does that mean, public thoroughfare?
Rav Lazer Katzman, you know Rav Lazer Katzman, so he once showed me in the the Aderis, the cook's father-in-law, in his sefer, it says over that when his son-in-law Rav Kook got his first rabbonus in Russia, so his father-in-law said, "I'm going to give you some friendly father-in-law advice that you should put up an Erev in your shtat. It would be good for the shtat, put up an Erev." And then Rav Kook said, "Absolutely not. I think my paskin like the Mishkan of Yaakov." And that's it. So the Mishkan of Yaakov wrote his famous truva. This truva he's being mako. Who is his bar plukta? The Mishkan of Yaakov with the Erevin? The Beis Ephraim. And who's the descendant from the Beis Ephraim?
Steinmetzel.
That's why supposedly he... Okay, I don't know. Yeah. He was the... now, I have him now the truva from the Beis Ephraim, but this is not a Shir and Erev now, so I'm not going to go through the... but the Beis Ephraim, this is the new printing of the Beis Ephraim. He has... this is the Sharblot on page 15, the new printing. Very exciting that they have a new printing of the Beis Ephraim. Ephraim Zalman Magrolius, who wrote the Mate Ephraim, the Shari Ephraim, you know, so he was the Bar Pluk, he was a businessman, but he was the Bar Pluk of the Mishkan Yaakov, to Mate, the Erevin. But when it comes to Schnapps, he sees eye to eye with the Mishkan Yaakov. And he said, he holds, it's a long tshuva here, but basically...
Not the way of doing that.
Yeah, but he says that Schnapps is they a Baum. He has the thing here. That's where he starts off the Truva, page 16. Truva, Ibanu, Lahatir, Mitam, the Zeya Baalma. He thinks it's Zeya Baalma.
It's totally made out of.
Right.
How the Shaykh to say that it should not be
chametz? Because
I didn't think it was Zeya, but I'm asking just logic.
Maybe because it's totally
no other ingredient even.
Right, but it's totally. I mean, the chemical composition is totally different than of the Zeya. Is not what the
okay.
So that's his. So that's his long tshuva here, where basically take a look on page 21. See the Hanaskana. Hayotzi mikol hanal. Klala de milsa. De latam zeya pshita de inu elu midrabanu. And then he writes the next thing. Od nirabara afilu tam zeya shari kan midarais lefokos. And then he says, "Efshar the high time on next parah im over alav a pesach shari afil midrabanan," because the whole chomich over alav pesach is only knas midrabanan. So if you want to say that the whole schnapps is only what?
So the zeis is mutar pesach. What's the chiddush here?
No, it still might be also midrabanan. Also midrabanan.
The chomich over alav is for sure.
So now, in other words, he's saying maybe there won't be a derabanan on a derabanan. So that's what he's saying over here. So after the high time over all of a Pesach, Shari afil midrabanan. The Bezeya logozru is midrabanan. Kimosha kasafti. If you came in the chomish over all of a Pesach, ainu elu midrabanan logozru bezeya. V'gar tfei me'al yidei taruvus. Taruvus is more chomer. But yet they weren't gozer by taruvus chomish and chomish over all of a Pesach. He says over there, but taruvus were makel and chomish over all of a Pesach. And we said taruvas you can't keep, and it's but over there it's real chomitz. It just got mixed in. Kol shekain bezesh ain't kind of isra atzmo ki imazeya denofik minei lo mikri be'en v'shari. So the Mishkan Yaakov and the Beis Ephraim, in this matter, when it comes to this, they're on the same page. Then there's a truva from the Yad Eliyahu that says not that way. That says also, I mean, he says like that also, he's Mako. He's also Mako. And he also holds it's, what page? Oh, on page 22. At the end of the paragraph, Alania's dieting. And he says, the bottom of that paragraph, of Lania's Daiti paragraph, the first word to learn is rock. So that's the Mekilin. Then we have the Machmirim. So the main Shuvas HaMachmeris is the Masses Binyamin. Here on page 10 is the Sharblot, you can see.
What type of schnapps?
Well, we're talking schnapps that are made from...
that's the whiskey, or...
From wheat, from, So he says that... So look what he says, second paragraph. Atah basi l'hashiv l'cha. Aldvar yain sorav shekosafti. In a chasti v'chashti l'hefsin ruba kazev chazad yakol tzidit tzadim l'chud v'vakesh lom tzoh heter l'dover zeh. V'lo also b'yodi ki v'fi anira hu chomer tvei me ha-sheikha shalon v'kav chomer kuta chabadli shekol eilo eina chomer tzgomor. Those are only rak taruvas chomer to the Mishnah veil over it. Aval yain sorav hu chomer tzgomor b'lishum taruvas. Why? Because he holds from Zeya, like the Rosh. Ki hunase me oshon eide Zeya se hevel mitfu ha mchumetzes shekorim maltz fa oshon hu ikir hamachal. Dolkadabri yishu di ayin sarf ein bo mamashe ein ol Zeya ba'alma. And then he quotes the Truvas HaRosh, which that's the Truva about when he says there's a Denzeya, when the Shulchan Aruch speaks about the salami, and he's machme, and he says that whiskey is chametz gomer, that's the Masses Binyamin, and the Chok Yaakov quotes it. So that's the other side. So we have the Beis Ephraim, the Mishnah of Yaakov saying Zeya. The Masses Binyamin says it's chometz gomer, not even taruvas chometz. So now, and the Alter Rebbe also on page 23, he says zeh hayotzis mechometz reyuk atzmo shel chometz. He also. Fiche yansar hanases mitfuah chamutzu shekorim waltz ein dino ke taruvus chomitz el kamamasha shochomitz atzma. But then later he says maybe in certain cases you can be mekel, but meikir din, that's Bishar Sachak, he writes in that he has in later on maybe but that's what he really holds. So now there's the middle of the road sheet. And that's the Milchus Baruch. Who's the Milchus Baruch? Milchus Baruch is a very chashuv a sefer. So, Baruch Lavsky, who was he? So he was the Rav of Chaslavich. So that's why in the YU circles, they like to quote from the Milchus Baruch. Why? Because Rav Salvechik was from Chaslavich. And he was the Rav in Chaslavich, and that was one of the few achronim that Rav Salvechik looked into. Except, obviously the Shagas Aryeh, the old, big ones, but from the later door, besides the Zayda, the Milchus Baruch he gave Chashivus to. So the Shech the quotes of the Milchus Baruch. So he says like this. He says, "Vine lachar shebirarnim klimasan." Misimano Kodman had Amrin and the Mashkin shall share Paris Havizel Baalma, Zeldavka, the Mashka, and Nishat may Paris. He says the Gemara, so he says a big Yisod. This is Yisod. That there's a difference between, like the Gemara says, if you have an orange, right? You have an orange. And you squeeze it. So we said that juice is Zeh Baalma. You make a Shahakal. Unless Kazanish, where there was special oranges grown for Kach. He says, but what if you take an orange and you don't squeeze it? But what do you do? What do you call it? What do you call it in these days? A smoothie. You make a smoothie from a fruit. So then the whole thing is disintegrated. So that is like the pre itself. That's not
even though they add stuff to it.
So then you have to see. The klali brachas. What's the roe? What's the miut?
You're saying, let's say they don't eat anything.
In other words, say they take all ha'etzes and they put it in a thing. So then many hold. You should make a bar per eitz because it's not the zeh ba'alma. It's the that's where the body holds.
And that, even if the eitz itself is a nicker. In
so some hold what you're saying, but others hold that no. When it's the gufa thing is limchal, the body holds even on the applesauce that you buy in the store, you make ha'etz, he holds.
Because what?
Because it's the guf hadover that is nimcha. As opposed, he holds that by Pringles also. Pringles, he holds, is adama. Because even though it's, others are saying once it got too much. But his yisod is that the guf hadover, that when something from the guf hadover, that's not zeh anymore. Because that's the guf hadover. Oh. Now he's going to say his chap. This is his chap on page 25, left side. Because Malcolm Granvery Yain Sarf Ika Haidin the Chomishim Cheu. So he wants to say that Yain Sarf is the Guf Hadover is like being evaporated. So it's like the Hibcha case, not like the Vaday the Efshal Lomad Yain Sarf Have the Chomish. Oh, but he says like this. But there's still not when you're making the whiskey, so you're having the wheat, but it's in water. So the water, the condensation of the water and the condensation of the chita come together to form. So you have the zeh of the water and the zeh of the zeh of water is mutter. The zeh of this. So he says, you know what whiskey is? Tarubis chametz. Tarubis chametz. That's what he says. So that's the third sheet. That maybe everything is, in other words, he's from the Zaya people, but he says it's not only the Zaya from the Chametz, it's the Zaya from this. So I remember the reason why I started. I'm not from the big whiskey drinkers, but I told you that a couple of years ago we hosted somebody for Shabbos, a very fine fellow. He was coming out of town for Shiduchim, and we were hosting him for Shabbos the meals. So he wanted to bring us a gift. He's a guest. He wants to bring a gift. So most of the gifts, you know, bring a bottle of wine. He brought us like a fancy. A fancy scotch. Yeah, he brought a fancy scotch. Now, as soon as he brought that, my wife and I were thinking the same thing. But we're not scotch drinkers. We don't sell the chametz, so what are we going to do for...
You don't sell anything?
No, so...
Even non-chametz gummer, you don't sell anything?
We don't sell anything. In other words, the chametz gummer we get rid of. Or I give to the super, right. But I give it to him.
And what about the non-chametz gummer?
The things that are not chametz, we keep. Because that's the halakha. You don't have to get rid of chametz. You don't get rid of not chametz.
But what about what falls around that you don't even see?
That's why the chachamim made a din of bedikas chametz. We do bedikas chametz, and then we did bittel.
Do you sell it?
What is it? gives it to you as a gift.
And then I return it after Pesach.
No, so I give it to the guy. I give it to the guy, really? And well, I...
Why do you not sell chametz chomer?
Because I think, I feel like that, that selling chametz is undermining the whole Masechta Pesachim.
So what is the people that hold it? You can? It's like a loophole, and why not use it?
Yeah, right.
You're saying it undermines the whole sugya.
The whole sugya, first parak of Pesachim.
You're saying the non-chametz chomer, let's say, for example, let's say stuff that touch, let's say I have a like stuff in the Shalach Manas that's still sealed and it's not chametz. There's no Indian to sell that, you're saying.
So, yeah, so stuff that's called, that's not chametz, it's not chametz.
It's not chametz.
Does the Rav sell the stuff that's not Pesach, not for Pesach, just in case that it has a...
No, because this thing of just in case is not halacha. Chacham told us what to do just in case. Do bedika, and do bittul, and that's it.
And that's it.
They didn't say, therefore do bechira also. And I'm a very big fan of the Ritva, even though it's not necessarily Shulchan Aruch. Look to the beginning of the second paragraph. Of Pesachim writes that Mechiras Chametz was made for a one-time thing. Like you're on the boat, Rabbi Galil's on the boat. So 1 year you could do it, but to do it year in, year in, year in, out, then he feels that the Ritva writes that that doesn't work. Even though it's...
No, there are different opinions on that.
Yeah.
And then it was when they started making liquor.
It's not Mekubal by the old one. Right, and I'm not telling... You know, so I remember I discussed it with Rav Harfinus. You know, I mean... I discussed with Rav Harfinus. So Rav Harfinus said, you know, the Chok Yaakov quotes that discussion with the Masses Binyamin.
So you might as well sell anything. You don't have a star, nothing.
Nothing.
Either it's Chametz Gomer, are you throwing it out?
Right, or giving it to the guy. Uh-huh. Or so he says here on page 28, he says, oh, yesh svek sveka. In other words, he says, well, some people don't sell Chametz Gomer. So what should you do with the whiskey? So he says, well, whiskey, you have more svaras to be makel, because some people, you have a svek svekas. Maybe you could sell chametz gomer, and even if you can't, well, who says whiskey is chametz gomer, as we just explained? Right, Zaya. Maybe tarubas, whatever.
That whiskey should be considered Zay and should be more there.
Not
Yochid, but close to it. I mean, are there any mainstream poskim at all?
Well, Beis Ephraim is... Do
you know anybody about Beis Ephraim? The Beis Ephraim is Anikos, though.
Yeah, okay.
What is the Indian to sell non-Chametz Gomer? Why would anybody want to sell non-Chametz Gomer?
So basically, just in case...